How are you?
Absolutely, guys. How you guys doing?
Dennis, we're doing great. It is good to see you, and I am always excited to talk football with you. And I know it's got to be different this time around as opposed to last year. I just get the sense that you guys were scrambling a little bit to catch up. You were putting your staff together. You got kind of into the process a little bit late. You and Reggie trying to figure it all out. You didn't have, obviously, a lot of flexibility in free agency. You didn't have the draft picks. You've got to feel a whole lot better going into this offseason.
Yeah, no question. I mean, last year was a year of a bunch of firsts. Really, at the end of the day, a first-time owner, a first-time head coach,
yeah,
a first-time
general
manager. Really a first when you look at some of the salary cap issues and the draft issues that we had to deal with last year. So, it was a tough year, and there was a lot of challenges that we had to face. And this year's, the picture's a little bit better. It's still not quite exactly where we want it to be and where we feel like it needs to be for us to, as we see the perfect picture of what we envision this organization being and moving towards in the future. But we've taken some steps. And at least this year, as we come in, I mean, we've got the experience of last year to go on. And we learn from our mistakes. And I think that's what all the good ones do is, everybody makes mistakes and you all have challenges, but what you got to be able to do is be able to learn from those mistakes.
And I was going to ask you about that. I mean, with three guys basically in their first time in significant roles, what were some of the mistakes that you made that you learned from in year one?
Well, there's a lot of things that go on, on a day-to-day basis. And I speak, from my dealings with the football team, and I look at some of the challenges that we had to face both personally and professionally throughout the year. And one of the things that I said the other day was, you realize how you really got to lead these men, whether it be the coaches, the players, the administration. You got to lead them through all those challenges. And that's one of the things that I learned as I went through this, that, hey, listen, you got to stand up front and be there for those people, and you got to lead them through all those challenges, and they're going to be looking to you to, give them guidance and direction. And you face those things when you're, coordinator. You face those things when you're a position coach, but really not to the same extent that you do when you're the head coach.
I'm sure one of your biggest disappointments from an offensive standpoint was your inability to run the ball as effectively as you would have liked. You've got Darren McFadden. I know you've been dealing with the injury situation, but to be 28th in rushing, I mean, that's something that's got to get fixed. I know you've got Carson. You want to continue to get better around him at tight end and wide receiver and even along the offensive line. But, boy, if you can't run the football in this business, it's hard to be successful.
Well, No question. And I think that was a big reason for when you look at the scoring offense, to be able to score points, specifically in the red zone, you got to be able to run the football. And so I'm not of the belief that, hey, we got to run it, got to run it. I am of the belief that when we need to run it, we need to be able to run it. And one of the things that we're looking at as we move forward, and I believe this, is, we got to find out what our guys do well, and we got to put them in those positions. That's what we do as coaches. Everybody's going to have elements of different types of schemes in their offense. A lot of people talk about the zone blocking scheme, the power scheme, the whatever. Really what we've got to do is we're going to have elements of both of them, but what we got to find out is, all right, where was Darren McFadden successful in 2010 and 2011 when he was one of the best running backs in the National Football League, and how do we get him and put him in those positions?
Can you count on a guy like Darren McFadden? I mean, at the end of the day, Coach, when he's healthy, he's a special player, but he just has not been available to you guys much. At what point do you say, you know what, we've got to go in a different direction for the good of the football team, because as talented as he is, we just can't count on him week in and week out?
Yeah, well, I think one of the things that you got to look at is how many playmakers, explosive playmakers, do we have on this football team right now? And Darren's one of those guys. And so, I think as we build this team going forward, those are things that you look at. And so with Darren being the explosive type of playmaker that he is right now, we got to find ways to put him in those positions so he can be that for us. Injuries are part of the game. We got to deal with that. The more that we can develop the depth on this roster, the more that we can create competition on this roster, the better we're going to be able to withstand some of those injuries.
You know, subject of guys having to come through, there's a lot invested in Carson Palmer financially and in terms of what the organization gave up to get him. I think we take it for granted that he's the starting quarterback. What is the mindset of that position right now for you?
Well, I mean, obviously, going into the offseason, Carson Palmer is the starting quarterback. But all that being said, we do want to try to create competition.
Have to.
And it's not a negative towards Carson Palmer. It's just the way that it is in the National Football League. And when you can create competition throughout your roster at every single position, you become better. It makes everybody within the organization better. And that's what we've got to strive to do with our organization is create competition. Well, you create competition by bringing in talented players and coaching them up and getting them to do the things that you want them to do.
You know, change isn't always pleasant, but it's sometimes necessary. You made a change with the offensive coordinator. I really like Greg Olsen. I know he's had a lot of success working and grooming and developing young quarterbacks, veteran quarterbacks. Just your thoughts on maybe some of the changes we'll see offensively with him calling plays.
Well, I think one of the things, it's philosophically, I think there's some similarities, as far as the scheme in some of the West Coast offensive deals. But I think one of the things that when I talked to him that really impressed me the most is just his ability to really look at what do guys do well and how can we put them in those positions. So we talked about Darren McFadden already. I mean, Darren McFadden, being a downhill type of runner, not a start and stop type of runner as much, and putting him in those positions a little bit more. So you'll see a little bit more of the power scheme from a running game standpoint. And I think really, Greg's philosophy offensively kind of mirrors what I think, defensively and being aggressive and attacking. And so I think you'll see the ball go down the field a little bit more, too.
You got to play in a division, obviously, with Denver. They're going to be very good. But somehow you're the second longest tenured coach in that division now, which is pretty amazing. I mean, you've got Kansas City. You've got San Diego going through real significant transitions. Do you look at this as an opportunity to say, we're building, yes, but we've got a chance to really make some noise this year?
Well, I think making noise. I mean, what is that definition? I think really what we've got to really look at is how do we build this team, all right, and get this team to where we can sustain success, not to where we can have success one year and not the next, but how do we build this team so we can sustain success year in and year out, as it was done before in this organization. But we got to get back to that.
What about defensively? I know that's, you've got your hands on that part of it, along with Jason. Just your thoughts on where you can improve defensively. I mean, you've got to get more talent at the cornerback position and some other areas, but just where do you start defensively?
Well, I think one thing you got to look at is look at the last month of the season and where we made improvements. And that's where you got to start. And you got to look at some of the things, that we were able to do at the last part of the season. And how can we carry that forward moving into next year? Obviously, I think we've got to do some things to upgrade some positions. From a passing game standpoint, this league has become such a passing-oriented league that you got to find ways to affect the quarterback. You affect the quarterback through rush. You affect the quarterback through coverage. So we've got to find some ways to upgrade those positions that affect the quarterback.
It starts with talent. We'll let you go after this, but this is your second time through this process. With the experience that you got last year, what have you learned about these next 4 days and also getting ready for the draft, obviously, that's going to prepare you to put more good players on the roster?
Well, the most important thing that you can be doing during this time of year is evaluating players and building your roster. And this is a piece of the puzzle. This is not an end-all, be-all to the process, but it's part of
the
process. It's a piece as well as
free agency.
Free agency's a piece. When I talk about this process at the combine, it's part of the process leading up to the draft, and the evaluations of what they do on tape, going to the pro days, this combine. It's all part of the process.
Dennis Allen, head coach of the Oakland Raiders. Listen, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.